Hey there, everyone. I hope you're all doing well today, having a glorious one. You know how it goes. Greetings from California. I just kind of had this sort of intuitive hit to come to California. And there was a lot of like signs pointing me in the right direction. And I followed them and I've been out here for a few days now and I feel great. It's just great to be here. There's just some sort of magic going on. And you know, I've learned to read the signs in life. I've learned to see that decisions aren't really decisions. When you're aligned with the things you're meant to be doing, there's like a higher force guiding you. And when you kind of get out of the way of fear and judgment and assumptions and overthinking, you just know. You know, you don't have to sit back and think, okay, do I want to do this or do I want to do that? It's not really a question of making a decision as just a knowing. So it's really nice because you're not like making one choice and then wondering if you should have made the other choice. It's just like when you know, there isn't a choice between two things. It's just the way. So I hope you're having a good day today. And also, if you're not, of course, that's okay. It's easy to assume that we need to have these great days all the time, but it puts us in this weird cyclical loop sometimes, thinking we need to be happy or feel confident or grateful. It's like when we're comparing like how we should be with how we are, it makes it that much harder to actually get into those places. So it's not just sitting with how you're feeling. It's freaking amazing. So I wanted to talk a bit about something today. I'm launching a mentorship program, and if you click the link below, you can learn more. You can check out, I'm doing a special right now. You can save like $100 or $150 if you sign up now. It's gonna be a 4-month program that starts January 11th. And I'm really freaking excited about this. This has been what I've been putting more time into than anything right now because I'm seeing the value and the benefit of working with people one-on-one. I wanted to bring that just a little bit more to a larger group because even though one-on-one mentorship is great, and if you're looking for that, you can shoot me an email at youenjoylifemusic@gmail.com. I wanted to make it more affordable for anybody that doesn't have as much and also appreciates the group dynamic because there's something really special about being in a group of people coming together, working together to like really, truly like up level and live their life in a special way. And I'm just here as a guide. So if you're interested, of course, click on the link below. There's a special going on for the next few days to get that discount. But listen on. And if you're curious about mentorship, I'm going to talk a bit more about it. So I've been mentoring and guiding people for many, many years now. And recently I started taking on more, you know, professional clients. But I've been doing it for many years, just for friends and even YouTubers and just different people in the creative field that need some guidance. But for the past couple of years now, I've been doing it more on a professional level. And I've just seen the amount of amazing growth that I've had with the different people I've worked with. And what it really comes down to is I'm not some expert, like, you know, PhD teacher or guru or someone who's pretending to have this like perfect way in teaching and that's this and that and you must follow this and you must eat this and wear this and talk about this. I'm just someone who's been in this space for a long time, and you can call it the personal development space, the self-help, the personal growth, whatever you want to call it. I try not to label it too much, but it's really anyone who's kind of awakened to the fact that life isn't exactly as we thought it was, and maybe you've been living your whole life in fear. Maybe you can relate to this, like you spent your life just living in this state of fear and this state of assumptions and state of judging yourself and kind of doing things based on what other people have told you instead of actually living into your own true life. And you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, I really started like kind of waking up to the truth. It's like coming out of the matrix and recognizing that there's this whole other magical world and I've been living in this false reality. And I look around and I see people everywhere I look, they're like robotic and they're kind of stuck and they're like asleep. And I'm like waking up and I'm like, don't you see? This isn't how life is. There's more to life. And it wouldn't have been without some really powerful guidance. In my case, it was some books and some different people and different programs and things that I would have been able to, you know, without that, I wouldn't have been able to navigate the space nearly as well. And also I didn't have that much guidance, so it took me a long time to figure it out because I kind of had to scour through it. So one of the big reasons I'm creating this mentorship program is just that I really feel like what I've taken away, I don't want to say there's a fast track to this process, but what I've taken away will make it much easier. These are things that I wish that I had when I first started kind of like, you know, coming out of this dream state and seeing that there was more to life than living in fear and living in stories and assumptions and all the crap that I was told to believe. And since then, I've just been able to do amazing things. I'm a normal person. I'm not someone who's like, was ever like particularly gifted or smart. If anything, I was considered kind of stupid and I had a learning disability and was like a slow learner and just kind of made fun of and picked on as a kid. I was never particularly great at anything. And, you know, that's kind of how I thought my life was going to go. I always thought I was going to be slow and be stupid and have all these problems. And what's amazing is when I started to snap out of that space, when I actually started to like live into my potential, when I started to see what was possible beyond the false world, that's when I was able to learn how to write songs and sing and play music and start a band and go after my dreams and create a cooking show and get, you know, millions of subscribers and have a show on MTV, traveling the world cooking for artists and celebrities and making great friendships and writing books and doing all these things I never thought was possible. And they weren't possible because I was playing this kind of small game in life. I was living into this really small reality based around other people's assumptions. And when I broke out of that, it all changed. And I saw that there was this world that was way beyond that. And what's amazing about that world that's beyond is truly anything is possible. So if you're someone who's like been struggling or stuck or kind of confused, maybe you're in a bad relationship right now, or you always have bad relationships, or you're struggling with your family, or you're in a job you don't like, you're trying to figure out your career. What's amazing about the mentorship and guidance that I do, and I'm not speaking about this from my own sense of like ego and like, oh, I'm so great, because it has nothing to do with that. Like, I'm just a channel to help you get to the places that you need to be. And I think I used to kind of devalue the gifts that I had, and I realized it was actually a disservice to other people that could have those gifts, because I've just been so clear. Like, everything in life makes sense to me. I have no more questions. I have no more like confusion, and you know, I still have emotional struggles. I'm still a human. I don't think that awakening has anything to do with what most people think of it as. You know, there's this assumption that being enlightened is like you're this guru on the hill and you're floating like an inch above the ground and everything's perfect and you're just blissed out all the time on ecstasy. And anyone that's selling that, from my experience, is selling some crap that's not real. And they're just hiding behind a mask. It's very easy to hide behind a mask. But actually awakening up to truth is very different. It's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. It's beyond labels. It's beyond judgment. It's just like you accessing your true self. And whether that self is something that you can define, you can't really define it. You can try. I like to say no. It's more of a no self. It's like beyond the illusion of ego and self. And when you're living in an egoless state, you're just existing. So I've recognized that the gifts that I'm sharing, they're not my own gifts. They're here for you to share. And I will continue to talk about them in that way, because I don't want to devalue the things that I can share with you that can make your life that much better. So one thing that I find fascinating about the approach that I take is that we spend our lives assuming that we either have like free will or you know, destiny. It's either like, is it free will or is it, you know, is it predetermined? And the truth is, I don't think either of them are really that relevant at the end of the day, because if you're making choices based on things that you think, if you think you're like waking up in the morning and choosing, you know, whether you want to eat this or that, or you want to go here or there, you might seem to think that you have free will. But the interesting part about that is, if you're making these choices based around fear and based around the conditioning that you've been brought into this world, well, you're not actually making choices. It seems like you're making choices. It seems like, yeah, chicken or fish, I'm making a choice. But that choice is based on all these other things. It's the foundation of all the things that you believe and that you were told and that you think are right and wrong and good and bad and this and that. So most people spend their whole lives making choices, thinking that they're actually making the choice when in fact they're not, like choosing a job. We think, yeah, I have a choice. Like, do I want to work here or there? And it's like, well, you know, of course, like I'd like to work here, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. My parents said this, and this is not as stable. And if I work here, I'm not going to have as much money. And this job is harder to get. And you have all these stories about why you can and can't do things. And those are the things that are guiding your life. And in some cases, it's emotional. In some cases, it's physical. There might be certain traumas or experiences that you've had specifically, like really deep ones. I'm like myself, you know, I had some deep early childhood traumas that actually were guiding my life for many, many years. And even though I sort of had a mental spiritual awakening, I guess you could call it that, I didn't have a physical one until later. When I had the physical one, it changed everything, because my body was calling the shots. My body was leading me. Even though I thought I had all these choices, my body was so scared to experience what I experienced as a child that it was choosing all these things to try to avoid going into that. And when I finally went into it, everything changed, because I was like, wow, I'm not a child. You know, I'm an actual, like, I'm this adult who has this body and these thoughts and these ideas, and I can do whatever I want with those things. So one of the big things in mentorship is we come together, and where it really starts is taking a good hard look at yourself. And that process is the beginning of the unraveling of everything. When you start to actually take a good hard look at who you are, who you've been, your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideas, your conditioning, everything, well, there's no stone left unturned. The more you look, the deeper you dig, like the more layers of the onion you peel back, the more you see who you really are. And there's a lot of amazing information out there and books on how to, you know, love yourself more, how to have more gratitude, or how to do these different practices. And those things are great. If they work for you, that's fine. But I'm not here to give you more. I'm here to take away the things that don't serve you. I'm here to help you in like dissecting and burning down all the things in your life that don't serve you, that are getting in the way, that are blocking you from living in your true nature and your true perspective. Because when you're being blocked, you can't actually get to see who you are. So it's not about taking in more information. It's actually about getting rid of the information that is just there to keep you stuck. So one of the most beautiful things about mentorship is that it's not just me, that we have a group of people working together. So you might see something in someone else that makes you think something about yourself that you couldn't even see. So we're going to be getting together and we're going to be doing video chats. And once a month, we're going to have a video chat about 3 hours long. And then I'm going to be sharing videos for everybody to watch and to learn. There's going to be life work. There's going to be accountability. You're going to go through different exercises. And in this process, you're going to get to actually see what it's really like to get to know who you are. And this process is something that you should be doing before anything. I mean, to me, this is something that people should learn way before they learn math and science and English and basic things. I mean, English, you know, learning how to speak is important, but the stuff that we learn like in middle school and high school can be really valuable in many cases. But if we don't know who we are, we don't know how we exist in the world, you know, all those other things are kind of moot until we discover them. So to me, it's like, this is the original like learning here. This is the kind of stuff, I don't have some sort of like specific doctrine. It's just that this is what I know. This is what I've come to see. And if you can look at my life and realize, okay, you know, this person lives beyond fear. I don't have fear. Yeah, if you drop me into the, if you drop me in the middle of the ocean surrounded by sharks, I'm sure I'd be scared. But like when it comes to day-to-day things, I don't wake up with fear. I don't wake up with stress and anxiety. And if I feel those things for a moment, I recognize what's going on and they're gone. So imagine being able to live a life beyond fear. Imagine being able to make choices that don't start with fear. To be able to decide what you want to do and actually manifest it. I manifest anything I want. I just think about it and it just happens. It's amazing. I also get to do the things I love every single day. I get to live where I want. I get to do what I want. And again, it's not because I'm special or unique. It's just because I've understood these things and been able to craft my reality in a way that was not held to the, you know, the past. And that was not held to other people's assumptions and fears. Because most people are asleep. And they're really good at living in this dream world. They might work really hard and have some big Fortune 500 company, or on the outside they might seem like they've got it together, but deep inside most people are feeling really lonely and lost and scared. And maybe they're really good at working hard and they bury themselves in their work and they tell themselves they're doing it for the greater good and I'm doing it because this is my mission, and maybe that's true, but in most cases people are just avoiding themselves. They're working so hard so they actually don't have to look at who they are. And when you do that, it might work for a while, but one day it could all come crashing down. So I'm just here to help you actually, you know, kind of abolish the crappy foundation that you maybe been born into and create a new, stronger one. And listen, if you don't need this, I'm not here to sell this to anyone. It's not about that. It's only if you feel a burning desire in your soul to live the best life possible. That's why I created this program, and I made it extremely affordable and accessible to anyone, because there's a lot of mentorship programs out there that are a lot more, and I get that, and I could have charged more, but it's not about that for me. It's about finding and connecting to the right people who actually truly want to do this work, and they're going to make a difference. Because I don't need to influence millions and millions of people. Even just a few people on a small scale, being able to see this stuff creates a huge shift in the world. So this is something that feels right to you, that feels aligned, that you should click the link below. I'm going to keep sharing podcasts and YouTube videos and all kinds of things about different elements of life, but some people just need that bigger dose. You know, it's like you can go on YouTube and watch a video and get inspired, but there's a lot of distractions out there. And actually having accountability and doing something over a long term, in this case 4 months, to me that's where I've seen the most action. I've done other programs, leadership coaching programs before, and I've seen it's in the long term and the action and the accountability that things change. I can walk into a program, and I have, where I'm like, oh, I know all this stuff already. like, yeah, he's saying this, blah, 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 blah. And like, you know, in my mental state, I can understand it. And philosophically, I can get it. But it's not until they say, okay, now go do that. Okay, you're struggling with your parent. You just told me how you feel. Now go tell them and then come back here and we're all going to talk about it. You know, we're going to keep you accountable because we want to stand for you. We want to support you to actually live the best life that you can possibly live. And we're not going to let you play small anymore because we know you don't want to play small because you signed up for this to live your best possible life. So even if the financial element is some sort of strain for you, that's fine because that means you're investing in yourself. And any real investment takes actually doing something like, you know, stepping out of fear and stepping into something bigger, saying, you know, I'm going to put this money towards myself. I'm not going to put this money towards drinking more beers this month or, you know, going to more movies and fancy restaurants or whatever it is. Like, I'm going to live on what I need and I'm going to invest this money in myself, knowing that in 4 months I'm going to be a completely different human being that exists in a whole new state and I can create all the things that I want. And that's what happens. And that's what happens with the people that I work with. And it's freaking amazing. And I want to share that with y'all. So again, if you're feeling called, just click the link below. And otherwise, I'm going to keep making videos and podcasts and all kinds of things. And it's great to be here. And I'm in a new state now. I'm in a new place. And it's like very clear to me what I'm meant to be doing and to be sharing this with y'all. I mean, I don't plan these podcasts. I just press record and they just come out because I know. And I'm not thinking. I'm not trying to understand or decipher or decide what it might mean. Like, I just know that if it connects with you, that's all that matters. Speak soon.